Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a potential breakthrough in solving a century-old math problem. It's about the Kakeya set problem, and it has implications for fields like encryption and computer science. Pretty cool, right?
Definitely. But what exactly is the Kakeya set problem? It sounds like something out of a geometry textbook.
It essentially asks, what's the smallest area you need to rotate a line segment 360 degrees? Imagine spinning a needle. You'd think a circle would be the smallest area, but it's more complex than that.
So it's not just about spinning a needle like a baton.
Nope. It's about finding the most efficient way to rotate it, even allowing for clever sliding and reusing space. The article mentions shapes like the deltoid, which can be much smaller than a circle.
A deltoid? Like from my old Spirograph toy?
Exactly. The mathematicians are trying to find the smallest possible deltoid, or any shape that allows for a full rotation in the most efficient way. And this problem is connected to something called geometric measure theory, which looks at objects through the lens of properties like diameter and area. This allows mathematicians to discover other, sometimes surprising qualities that objects may share.
Wow, this is more complicated than it sounds. The article mentioned two mathematicians, Wang and Zhao, who made progress on this. How did they do it?
They used a clever approach. They reframed the problem using lateral thinking. Instead of lines or needles, they considered tubes surrounding these shapes. By adjusting the size of the tubes, they uncovered properties of the needles inside.
Tubes? That's an interesting way to think about it. So, did they actually solve the problem?
They've made what's been described as spectacular progress in a 125-page proof. It's not fully solved yet, but it's a huge step. Even Fields Medal winner Terence Tao has weighed in, praising their work and suggesting further avenues for exploration.
125 pages? Ah, that's dense. So this isn't just about shapes then? The article mentioned applications in other fields.
Absolutely. The problem has implications for things like encryption, computer science, and number theory. The article states that because sets of objects are generalized using advanced ways in geometric measure theory, it can allow interesting qualities to be discovered, which has high value in mathematics. It's a reminder of how seemingly abstract math can have real-world consequences.
Got it. Interesting. So what's next for this research?
Well, the proof needs peer review. And as Tao mentioned, there are already areas for further research. It's exciting to see this progress on a problem that has puzzled mathematicians for so long. And that's it for today's discussion on the Kakeya set problem and the potential breakthrough by Wang and Zhao. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.